Darren.
So he knows he needs to make a couple birdies coming in.
Hello there!
Jeez, my knees.
I didn't know Marty Allen was on the boat.
look at the grassy knoll. There he is.
That wasn't smoke, that was Marty Allen's hair.
Hey, everybody, you've made it. We've made it. It's time for another edition of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and this is my partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Yes, I guess the PGA Tour season is underway yet again. Although they actually, from what I understand, they now start it at the end of the previous year.
I can't keep
track. They don't
track.
Wait around for the beginning of the year. It used to always be that they would start this the PGA Tour season like the first three events in Hawaii,
yeah,
which makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah, I'd like to start with everything there.
If you're a professional golfer and you're down in the doldrums and it's like, oh wait, the next 3 weeks are in Hawaii.
Yeah, that doesn't. That would work better for me. Sure.
Yeah, and those that follow the professional golfers around, the spouses, I'm sure, are a big fan of that.
This is how big I am into professional golf. When they were doing the year that was reviews a week or so ago of 2019,
you had forgotten.
I forgot Tiger Woods won the Masters.
He did.
I was like, wait a minute, that was this year? Which obviously that was like the biggest story of the year. I completely forgot that happened.
And proportionately, it was a big thing for him.
Yeah.
The fact that it was such a big deal for other people that weren't Tiger Woods.
Right.
Oh my God, my life is complete.
Everything is going to work out just fine.
Everything's going to be fine. He finally won a major again.
Yeah.
Now I could die. Yeah, it's like, what?
It doesn't affect you in
any way, shape, or form.
No.
Why do you care?
It does seem weird.
Oh my God, it was the greatest Sunday of my life.
My wife has to take me back now. No, that's
see, if he could do it, why can't I?
That's his thing. His victories are not your victories.
No, not at all.
But maybe that explains why everybody was in such a huff, because they were his defeats, their defeats. Like, I had a great thing going, and then he had to bang that waitress at Perkins.
Well, it's...
And that's when my life went off the tracks.
I kind of get it, because shortly after the Cubs won the World Series, the universe got torn in half. But, so I get it. Got to enjoy that for about, I don't know, a weekend.
I was going to say, I don't think it was 48 hours.
No.
Welcome to the Top 5 Things. I've got a couple of quick stories here, some breaking and entering stories that I wanted to share with you. Our first one involves a squirrel. Now, you know how I feel about squirrels.
You love them. They're your favorite.
Squirrels, to me, are proof of a loving God. I don't think something as adorable as a squirrel could be invented just randomly. Human beings, I'm willing to listen to that. But squirrels to me, the way they scamper, the way their little faces, you can't tell me that that's
some design
there. A mistake, right? So this family down in Georgia had their home destroyed by a squirrel. Carrie and Dustin Dries bought a house.
A single squirrel.
Yes. Not like a family of them. They came home from a winter vacation. They live in the Buckhead District in Atlanta. They go on a winter vacation. They come home, and the house had been destroyed by a squirrel. They just bought this house a month ago.
That's a squirrel having a good time.
And then they went to visit family a week later. While they're on vacation, an alarm went off in the home. But they had friends and neighbors go and check things out. They said, no, the doors are fine. The windows are fine.
Siri, what's the squirrel up to?
They came home. The house was destroyed. Floors scratched up. Baseboards chewed. The kitchen faucet was running. That could have been...
I like to have a drink. There's nothing wrong with tap water.
The squirrel had fallen down their chimney and got trapped in the house.
Not really trapped in a house.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
That's...
Buckhead's a nice part of town, too. Defecating and scratching, doing everything it could to get out of the house. Eventually, it made a nest inside the couple's brand new couch. So they panic. They're like, great, look at all this damage. But then they think,
there's too much damage.
There's too much squirrel. So they call their insurance agent.
Yeah,
because
what's the deal?
This is why you have homeowners insurance, right? And their home insurance provider goes, here's the thing. Squirrels are rodents, and they are not covered under our policy. If a raccoon had fallen into your chimney, We'd pay every dollar.
Can you imagine Mitch McConnell as an insurance agent? Oh, we're not going to cover that.
There's nothing. I'm not going to do it. The couple now has to pay for all of the repairs. Furniture, windows, floors, walls. And you have to have a professional come over and clean the house. Now, the insurance now is saying, look, we're not paying for any of the repairs.
No.
But we'll put you up for 2 weeks while all the work's being done to your house. So they are doing that. But yeah, it depends on what kind of animal is in your house.
It's so, in a motel. Discount. No. Motel.
Well, yeah, we don't want you guys getting used to the high life.
Yeah, we've got you set up for 4 days in the Spillway Motel. Decatur, listen, don't you know?
The only one who had it really good is that squirrel. Then our next story of breaking and entering, this one has a little bit of a different twist. This one comes to us from Florida.
Florida!
Picture it. It's Christmas Eve.
Yes, I'm picturing it.
You're living there in Florida. You're a 20-year-old man.
What did I do on Christmas Eve?
This year?
Yes, I'm trying to picture it.
Well, I want you to picture that you're not you. I want you to picture yourself as just a guy in Florida, all right? Don't try and recall what you were doing on Christmas Eve, because that's not what this story's about.
Oh, okay.
Picture it. People came over to your house.
I'm trying
and,
to.
And you opened gifts. That's not the story.
I guess maybe that happened.
20-year-old Florida man wakes up to discover a male intruder at the foot of his bed sucking on his toes.
Mm-mm. No.
Guys, in his bedroom, when the suspect entered the home, now the home was locked, this guy got in. Opens his eyes and finds that his toes are in the mouth of some dude he does not know at the foot of his bed. So he assumes, I'm about to get robbed.
Santa Claus!
Is that you, Santa Claus?
Is that you, Santa Claus?
The victim, I'm looking at the police report here. The victim asked the suspect what he was doing.
Oh, I know what you're doing.
And the suspect told him that he was there to suck on his toes. Santa, no. Police not able to locate this guy.
He's still on
the loose.
I'm an honest creep.
And police are now asking everyone in the neighborhood to please lock up your homes, which would be a good tip if the guy that had his toe sucked didn't have his doors locked.
Good Lord, can you imagine what he's going to do for Valentine's Day? Not sucking your toes, believe me.
That's not the best.
No.
You want to get to the top five things?
Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport at 2115 East 12th Street. Their bridal sale is going on right now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at just $350 and their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. They offer free cleanings and inspections, so stop in and experience their impeccable customer service. They are open Tuesdays through Friday from 10 till 5:30, and then they're open from 10 till 3 on Saturday. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. That's going to help out. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. Check them out at marysdiamondsandjewelry.com and like them on Facebook. If you're there and make a purchase, make sure you mention Nacho Radio and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. Again, their new home, 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. Home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more than that, including their vegetarian sandwiches. Try their vegetarian veggie turkey, veggie cold turkey, veggie cheesesteak, and their veggie cheeseburger. They're all delicious, and again, those are available at Capriati's. They're open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook as well. Be sure to download the loyalty app and get free food. And when you're there for lunch or dinner, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We did have our Cover 5 winner reach out to me, so I've got all that information. And they'll be getting their Capriati's gift card. They've already got the bragging rights.
Yeah. And congratulations to everybody who played, because y'all did better than I did. Most of you did better than Darren.
Getting the $50 Capriati's gift card in the mail very soon.
Number one.
Number one.
Like pronto.
You mentioned Valentine's Day. I was out getting some stuff, running some errands. they've already got the Guinness beer on sale and those green iShamrock beer shirts everywhere. Like, everybody's already in St. Patrick's mode.
I'm surprised it's not 4th of July stuff.
The St. Patrick's shirts that everybody buys, those green shirts that everybody buys, does everyone just buy it, wear it to the parade, and then throw it out? Because when else would you ever wear it?
I don't see a lot of people wearing St. Patrick's Day stuff outside of St. Patrick's
Day. But it's
Day.
A t-shirt.
You probably should.
Right?
Green's not really my color. Not that color green.
You're more of an autumn, aren't you?
I'm more of a September, of the years.
September morn.
You know, they only make it up to 35 in that song, and then they give up.
What do you mean?
When I was 35. Then they just punt. I mean, 35?
Now I look at my life as dried up kegs. It was a very good
my
year.
My girl has no eggs.
I can't feel my legs.
Barely alive when we were 35.
Really? There's no...
I don't think it goes past 35. You've got the...
When I was 17.
Yeah, 17 when I was 21, and it's 35, and it's over. Wow. Jeez Louise, done at 35?
Well...
I'm in the autumn of my years at 30.
It was a different time.
Whereas whatchamacallit makes his way up, it's 100 years, all the way to 100 years. What's that one song? The guy...
I don't know what song you're talking about.
No, you know who it is. What's the name of the group that he's got a song and it's about 100 living to for 100 years or whatever?
I'm going to live to be 100 years old?
No, I don't think he's talking about living to be 100 years old, but what the hell's the name of the song? Some sort of piano player. And he's talking about different periods of your life.
Was in my 80s,
With 100 years to live.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, that's five for fighting.
That's what it is.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. At least he takes a little bit of time with the lyrics as opposed to making it just a 35 and calling it quits. Which maybe the guy knows what he's up to.
With this being the 40th anniversary of the onset of the 1980s, I was feeling nostalgic the other day, and I put together, I thought it would be
Tom Brady does not feel nostalgic.
Well, he should.
He doesn't need to.
With the 80s coming up, and I had a little time on my hands, and because I'm a nerd, and this is the kind of thing I like to do for fun, I thought it would be fun to put together a playlist of every song that made it to the top 10 on the pop charts for the entire decade of the 1980s.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. That's too many.
It's what I like to do for fun. I like to do
so
the
research.
So
you're not talking about just number ones.
No, if it made it to the top 10, I'm putting it in the
playlist. It's
going
to be a lot of songs.
It is. So far, it's been a big project.
What year are you up to?
Oh, well, I've done every... I started by doing the top 100 songs of each year, and I got that done. Now I'm going backwards and taking a look at the top 10 and kind of flushing things out.
No, so you're not saying the top 10 songs of every year.
What I'm telling you is... I started by getting the top 1,000 songs of the decade by looking at the top 100. But those are all songs that, if to be in the top 100, you're in usually like a top 5 song. There's plenty of songs that made the top 10 that would not be in the top 100
right,
of the
and
year.
That doesn't
now I'm going after those songs, the ones that slip through the cracks.
Okay.
I wanted to cast with a wide net first, get the whole decade encapsulated. Now I'm going after your harder to find.
Now, what are you going to do with this all?
It's just fun for me to have. Just I like to have.
But you're not putting it on like a thumb drive or anything.
Maybe I will.
So those will be the songs?
For what?
Of your, that you listen to?
When I'm in the mood for 80s and I want to be in control of the playlist, I'll put it on, sure. Okay. Sure. One of the things that's crazy about the decade, and, you know, look, I don't know a lot about popular music now, but it seems to me that, and this could just be because I'm a middle-aged man and they're not writing those songs for me, all of it sounds the same.
Did pop music, was that 1980 or so at that, the end of 79?
No, it was released in 79, but it's in the top 10 in January, February of 1980. That does
pretty early on, huh?
Yeah, good work.
Pretty good.
Good work.
By
M is correct.
A.K.A. Robin Scott.
Yeah, that 1980 list is hard because really, the 80s don't really start musically until like 82.
Well, most decades don't start until they're 2 or 3 years into. They don't really kind of... get their own thing.
Right. If
there's always a little bit of a hangover from the previous decade, except for the last couple decades. I don't know what you're... I have to imagine that I will lump those two decades all together.
Right.
2000 to 2019, I won't be able to differentiate between.
You're not
going to
be alone. You know what it is, the last decade? It's the Kossuth County of decades. If you take a look at the map of Iowa, there's all these little boxes, and they're all the exact same size. Uh-huh. And then in Northwest Iowa, you got Kossuth County that's just strangely the size of two counties. That's what this last decade is.
Okay, that makes
sense. It's just we just lumped it all in one big thing.
Because people are not going to be able to differentiate one between the other.
No, Lady Gaga Just Dance is a decade before the decade we just got out of. It's all the same. Huh? It's all the same. My point is, when I'm going back listening to these 80s tunes, it's crazy looking at a chart where it's like Dolly Parton and Rat are on the same chart. Like, well, you've
nine
got
to five.
Yes.
And
Round and Round.
Round and Round is in the same year? Yeah. I don't think so. That would have been before. Nine to Five would have been a couple years before Round and
82.
Round.
82.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm telling you, you can look at it, and it's like stuff from The Jazz Singer is on the same chart Rats in the Cellar. I'm telling you, I spent way too much time looking at this stuff.
No, I remember the soundtrack to The Jazz Singer. A buddy of mine, that was the cassette he had in his car.
Oh, wow.
And that's what when he would pick me up to go to school.
Wow.
We had time to listen to the first two and a half, three songs of The Jazz Singer on the way to school.
That's quite a way to start your day.
Yeah.
Did he always start at the beginning?
It seemed like it.
See, I had a buddy. I know I've told this story before, but I had a buddy who...
Well, yeah, it would have been... No, I guess he didn't. You can just always rewind it.
89, my buddy had the Living Color album, but only would play the one song. So Cult of Personality would come on, and he would just hit rewind.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, George, there's like 11 other great songs
on
here.
Why don't you check the rest of this out?
No, we're not doing that. We're listening to Cult of Personality. Play it again.
Play it again.
And then you just hear...
Yeah.
Now Jeff, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody can easily understand.
Basketball practice at 6, Jazz Singer at 5:45.
That's fantastic. So you're like, how old are you listening to the Jazz Singer?
15 or 16.
Oh, wow.
Well, you know what the thing is? You know what the thing
is? Love on the rocks. You know what the kid? Ain't no surprise.
The thing is, us kids back then.
Yeah.
We knew something about Jolson.
That's true. Jerry Lewis, you were the last generation you had any use for. I bring this up because breakdancing is now an Olympic sport. It will not be in Tokyo for 2020, but in 2024 in Paris, breakdancing is an Olympic sport, and these kids are training like no other for the Olympics. Oh, yeah. The U.S. Breakin' Committee. That's a thing. There's a competitive breakin' league.
You would have think that the competitive breakdancing would have dipped. That they wouldn't be the golden era of breakdancing.
At the boys' Christmas party, Christmas program this year.
He did a little breakdance.
Well, no, he did an army crawl off the stage. Which
How'd you like that?
I didn't quite understand. He was like army crawling off the stage, and afterwards I went, what was that about? Do you see that? Yeah, I worked that up in practice.
I was just trying to draw a little attention to myself is all.
But here's the thing. I saw him do the army crawl. There was another kid, though, that was just hanging out in the back. Like, there was one last kid on the stage. So everyone's doing their goodbyes.
They're kind of wondering what he's going to do.
My son is army crawling off the stage after singing their Christmas songs. And then there's this kid just on his own. I'm like, oh, that. Why is that?
What's going on here?
Does that kid not know he's supposed to leave the stage? This kid does the worm.
Nice.
And I will tell you this. The room went off the chain.
Wild.
People went crazy.
Loved it, huh?
We made more noise for that kid doing the worm than any of us made for our kids
singing
Christmas
songs. Did he do the worm
down
the stairs off the stage?
Yeah, he was just on the stage and then off the stage. Okay. Yeah, I don't know if you can worm off downstairs.
He's doing like the slinky.
That's a slinky is what that is.
Look at him. He's doing the slinky.
So, yeah, the lab status crew is working on this. A bunch of kids all under the age of 15. They meet, they practice, and some of them could be in the running for the Olympic team. So we're training kids right now under the age of 15 for the Paris Olympics in 2024. Breakdancing. That's come back. So if you get a new refrigerator, don't throw out the cardboard box. give that to your kids and let them just, they should, you know, do,
at the Senior Olympics, they should do break dancing.
That's not bad.
And where you really are going to break something.
Two.
I mean, just surviving your routine, you get a 10.
Grandpa's got worms. Does that count for anything? The big consumer electronics show is going on in Las Vegas as we speak. They're rolling
Wouldn't that be overwhelming?
I've heard, yeah.
It's just like, I can't. It's just, you. It does what? Now it does what?
I was talking to a guy at my day job, and he covers the CES, and he said 1 year he bought a new pair of shoes and wore the shoes out in the week of CES just walking around.
He was playing tennis with Billie Jean King.
With a robot, yeah. So there's all kinds of new TVs. There's 8K television, which is not something anyone's going to have anytime soon. There's all kinds of new gadgets. There's an Alexa that goes in your shower head because you want to talk to Alexa while you're taking a shower.
Okay.
Keep in mind, she's listening to you when you're in the shower. That seems like... Well, if I can mention something Rockwell taught me in the 1980s, somebody's watching me. Anyway, I bring this up because one of the things that's getting a lot of heat this year at the Consumer Electronics Show.
How do you break through there?
Charmin is unveiling a robot that will bring you toilet paper when you run out and you're on the john. This is the...
Oh, top job.
Charmin at the Consumer Electronics Show rolling out something they call the Rollbot.
Does it look like Baby Yoda?
You think you have a crap job?
No, it just looks like a box. It's a self-balancing robot that connects to your phone, and it will deliver a fresh roll of toilet paper directly to your seat. If you find yourself there, caught in a bind.
Mm-hmm. It happens.
It's a robot with the face of a bear. Because, you know, they have those cartoon bears.
For crying out loud! Come on!
It doesn't have any arms. It doesn't have any hands. But it is able to get a fresh roll of toilet paper.
Oh, jeez!
And then bring the roll to you.
Come on, guys!
The robot...
Just wipe your butt!
Those cartoon bears give you the creeps?
No, I'm talking about George the Bear. Oh. What are we doing? You're on the...
Come on, let's go, you guys!
Let's go!
Jeez!
Brother!
Right, go!
Look at him!
Just go!
Look at him!
Look at him! The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you
this
by...
This is delicious! He's going to take me today to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding!
Yeah, because you don't know how to take a crap without turning it into the electric slide. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast. You're supposed to just kind of sit in one spot.
Yes, yes. No, I'm aware. That's...
Yeah, you know, we're not doing the electric boogaloo. Just trying to, you know, have a BM. The East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. It's not downhill skiing. Make 2020 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without proteins. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Stop by for an eggnog latte. Gourmet hot ice and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is also brought to you by our fine patrons on Podbean. Become one today and you'll be helping us out. And you'll also have access to every podcast we've ever done, including specialty programming. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak. So much more. Sandwiches, soups, and salads. Cold and hot subs and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey Cranberry Sauce, homemade stuffing and mayo. Voted the greatest sandwich in America. And now you can get the Bobby Grilled If you'd like, make sure you turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. They're open 7 days a week. Mention Nacho Radio when you're there for lunch or dinner before or while you're ordering, and you'll get a medium sub, and you'll only have to pay for the price of a small one.
Number three on our top five things, tell you the story of Jose Chico Romero.
Number three.
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 Jose Chico Romero is 63 years old. In 1979...
Had to play baseball at some point.
No, no, no. That's Chico Escuela.
Oh, Chico Escuela, that's right.
Baseball's been very, very good to Chico Escuela. No, this is Jose Chico Romero. He was an inmate who escaped from a work crew in South Carolina in 1979.
Isn't that something?
They just captured him.
Wow.
Last week, when he presented a fake ID card, arrested, processed, and released, living under a new name, Arnaldo Figueroa.
What was he trying to buy?
His fingerprints later came back as a match for Romero. He was apprehended on New Year's Day.
Hmm.
This guy was serving an 18-year sentence for armed robbery when he escaped on December 13th, 1979.
Would have been done.
He was on a work crew and was being housed in the former Anderson County Stockade. Building was being used for short-term local inmates. Anyway, he escaped in 1979. So 40 years this guy's on the lam, right?
Did he think he had made it by then? Or was there still kind of like a nagging, it's going to happen. They're going They're going to get me.
Don't you assume every morning they're going to get that's the morning
well,
they
I just,
get you?
I would just wonder at some point if you just have a little bit of a lull where it's just like you don't think about it.
This guy was a fugitive on a fugitive warrant.
You call me a fugitive?
He was charged with public intox. That's how they got him. And then he showed a fake ID.
Well, New Year's Day.
Public intox, exactly. So if he just, you know, not been drunk in public, he'd still be on the lam. Public intox, then he got in trouble for second degree forgery for having, you know, the fake ID that said he was somebody else.
I didn't make it.
And then once they took his fingerprints, I mean, are you thinking then, well, it's been 40 years, they probably don't have my prints on file anymore?
Yes, there's the distinct possibility that they're not going to necessarily find that out.
So now he has to go back to South Carolina where he escaped. He'll have to serve out the remainder of his original sentence, which is about another 7 years, plus another 10 to 15 years for escaping. So he would have been out by now if he had just stayed there.
So, but he had got busted for nothing else in that entire
public
time?
Nothing.
Nothing? Not even a speeding ticket?
Nothing.
Hmm. Well, yeah. then
and, you know what?
What did he go to jail for originally?
Armed robbery.
Oh, that's not the best.
No. No, it's not. But he managed to stay out of trouble. I mean, imagine you keep your nose pretty clean when you escape prison, right?
Well,
living
not,
under a fake name.
Not everyone's capable of doing that.
Well, you would think it would be easier to be on the straight and narrow if you're somebody who is, again, wanted for escaping from prison. I'm assuming.
Number four.
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 Yeah, I don't want to go back to prison, guys. So you guys have your fun. I'm going to stay here and be boring. That's what I would tell my friends for any occasion.
Yeah,
I'm not doing anything. Anyone needs me, I'll be here in the basement.
I'm back on the chain gang.
Right.
Great.
Number four.
Turn that song off. I hate that song. That's going to make your 80s list.
Yeah, that was one of their hits.
Was that top 10?
Brass in Pocket.
Top 10?
Middle of the Road and...
All top 10, though? You know,
yes.
10's a pretty big record.
They had three... Learning to Crawl has a couple of hits on it.
Yes.
I'm blanking on what the other one is. Brass in Pocket.
2,000 Miles?
That's not a
Christmas
hit.
Song?
That's not a big hit.
Thin Line Between Love and Hate?
No. No. Mark, I was listening to...
Show Me?
I was listening to something where Mark Goodman was telling a story. It was in the 80s, and he was trying to get Ray Davies to come on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
This is the early days of MTV. And Ray Davies lives in the same building as Mark Goodman, the MTV VJ.
That's weird.
Right? Well, it's New York, right?
Yeah.
So he would run into him all the time, be like, hey, come on MTV. Like, I'd love to have you on. He's like, yeah. One of these days I'll do it. One of these days I'll do it. So then, out of nowhere, he gets a call. He's like, pick me up in the building. Come get me, and I'll do MTV. Huh. So Goodman goes, gets in a cab, goes and gets him, and it's like, yeah, I guess we can tape something. What's up? And he goes, we got to make this quick. Chrissy Hynde thinks I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes.
What?
Apparently, she did not want him on MTV. Chrissy Hynde, when she was dating Ray Davies.
So
he had to act like he was stepping out for a pack of smokes.
The whole
so
time?
So he could do an interview on MTV. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, aren't you? It takes a while to do a TV interview.
Yeah.
To get a pack of smokes takes like 10 minutes. He jumps in the cab like he's escaped from prison. Quick, we got to get this interview done in a hurry.
So you,
Chrissy Hynde thinks I'm going out to get smokes.
So you think this is what happened? Mark Goodman brings this up to Ray Davies. Ray Davies, in passing, says, "Yeah, that Mark Goodman wants
You're not doing that. You're not going on goddamn MTV.
Yeah, you're not talking about me and Jim Kerr.
She's coming to town, isn't she?
She is.
Who's she opening for?
Journey.
Okay, well, you got to make a living.
Not Journey.
Right.
Not Journey.
Fake Journey. Yeah. I was listening to some Steve Perry as I was putting that list together.
Yeah.
You know how
that's a top 10.
That's one of my favorite. Yeah. I like to add my own sauce to that
song. Yes, I know you do.
Should have been gone.
Yes. I'm surprised that the Dan Band doesn't take that one on and add the old yes.
Journey, not a lot of top 10 hits. When you think of the 80s, I think there's only like four or five. It's four, I think.
Okay. Open Arms?
Open Arms.
Faithfully? Not top 10?
I don't think that's a top 10 song. Maybe that is. Center My Love does really well on the charts for some reason.
Yes.
But
that's with your Randy Jackson on bass, right?
That's right. Good for you. Number four on our list.
Should have been gone. Yes.
You know, I love that song. Oh, just the beginning, though. Like the first 30 seconds
and then
of
you
that
can
song.
Have the rest of it you can keep.
Mm-hmm. This next story, Darren, comes to us from Arizona, Tempe, Arizona, where they're trying to find a graffiti vandal who goes by the handle of Penis
First
Man.
A celebration, but also for graffiti taggers.
The city of Tempe, though, always on the hunt, trying to take down the unsanctioned art. ABC 15, Zach Crenshaw joining us live. And Zach, one particular tagger has the attention right now of city leaders.
Yeah, it is someone who has struck the city a number of times over the past month, similar to this, and 40 times to be specific. And the tagging, well, it's something you'd expect to see in a middle school locker room.
Take a stroll through Tempe, and you'll see scooters, trains, joggers, skylines, and graffiti.
The goal is to get to it within 24 to 48 hours, and in many cases, we're removing that graffiti within 2 to 3 hours.
That's no small task, considering the city has documented nearly 300,000 incidents of graffiti in 2019.
It could be a small sticker on a stop sign, all the way up to a mural on a wall.
One tag showing up all over is Penis Man.
Everything that you see highlighted in light green.
In the last month alone.
So they're showing a map here. This guy just spray paints the word Penis Man.
It reminds me of there was a cast of characters in high school, probably like freshman year, when we were doing poetry, and you would have to turn in your poems and whatever. There was a team that had obscene poems.
Okay.
But the obscenity would always be at the very end of the poem.
I like
so that you would get the, be able to get there.
Yeah, right.
The payoff.
Right, right.
And it was always signed, The Sex Poet. I remember the teacher saying, all right, I've had enough of this. If there's one more and you're like, you know there's like five more left.
If there's
one more, you're all getting detention. I don't care who's, and it's like, there's a half a dozen still in there.
Signed.
The Sex Poet.
The Sex Poet.
Right.
What a way with words. So this cop is showing the map. It's just all over town.
Yeah.
Somebody going around Tempe, Arizona, spray painting.
It's not a bad job, though.
Penis Man. Being Penis Man getting rid of graffiti?
Getting rid of graffiti.
Yeah, 300,000 incidents a year. You're busy.
If all they're asking you is just to paint it with, can of tan paint.
About like I'm not gonna 40 plus or minus tags that we've responded to.
The moniker deemed explicit and provocative. Painted provocative. On abandoned buildings, city dumpsters, old couches.
Who considers it provocative?
On. This one was on a bridge. We've seen it on signs. There's some people, of course, that think it's funny, and then there's other people that are sensitive to the issue and want it removed immediately.
Emma, there's a sign here that
provocative.
Says...
Provocative?
There's a sign. It must be like a blind spot. So it's a city sign, and it says, look... And then there's arrows pointing both ways. And he's written underneath, look, it says, for penis man. Penis man is the hero that Tempe deserves.
I find that humorous. I don't know how provocative.
Very provocative.
Don't know about that.
Friends.
Gross.
Has seen it herself.
It was like on the side of the road.
She wasn't concerned about her, though.
You're going to see my little siblings. Reading it, you know, I just think it's not very appropriate.
But her boyfriend, Brady...
For me, I feel like it's okay to think it's funny, but for the whole city, I think it's probably good they're getting rid of it.
Yeah, I'm Brady.
Yeah, for me, I'm Brady. You know,
I get it. Penis man, if you're watching.
I'm Brady.
No beef with you, brah.
Listen.
Keep up the good work, brah.
Who's to say I'm not penis man? I'm a bit of a penis man fan, even, I guess. But provocative, I don't know.
I stand for penis man.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five. Be careful next time you're eating popcorn.
Okay, why?
This guy got popcorn stuck in his tooth. Ended up with a life-threatening infection that required open-heart surgery.
Ooh.
You ever have that happen where you're eating popcorn and it's like...
Oh, yeah, you get a hole on the back of your tonsils.
You just can't get it out.
You can't get it off.
And then you go back there with... Go back there with a brush and with a
anything
floss, and it seems to just make it angrier. This guy got it stuck in his mouth, and it led to open heart surgery.
Yikes.
He's eating popcorn, right? 41 years old, tried to get a piece of popcorn stuck in his teeth out, used a bunch of different objects.
You get so desperate, you go to the car, you get like the ice scraper out. It's like, God. Get
three
haul.
Three days he was unable to remove the popcorn.
It'll drive you to madness.
He used a toothpick. He used a pen lid. He used a piece of wire and a metal nail to try and get this popcorn out of his teeth.
Just made it worse, huh? Yeah.
He managed to damage the surrounding gums when he was going after it.
Yeah.
A week later, this guy's dealing with night sweats, fatigue, headaches, and he thought, well, I got the flu.
Yeah.
No, what you have is
an infection.
Endocarditis. Which is an infection of your endocardium, the lining of the interior surfaces of the chambers of the heart. This is an infection that happens when bacteria from your mouth or your skin ends up entering the bloodstream.
This is an affair of the heart.
That's exactly what it is. So he goes to the doctor. The doctor goes, oh, you got a heart murmur. You're going to be fine. He felt worse and worse.
Don't dismiss me, bro.
Right? He said, I had a feeling there was something seriously wrong. I was sleeping an awful lot. I felt terrible. I had aches and pains in my legs. I didn't feel right at all. So then they take him to the hospital for tests, and that's when they say, yeah, we're gonna have to do a 7-heart open heart surgery.
What?
Yeah.
Can you ever enjoy popcorn again?
I wouldn't have it again.
No, I don't think
so. I'd be, you know, from now on it's Milk Duds.
Oh, that's asking for it though.
No, but that'll eventually dissolve,
that's
right?
That's true.
Like eventually a popcorn can stay there forever, but like a Milk Dud, at some point your saliva is going to break that down, right? All of this happened because he had popcorn. So there you go. I think that's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
The podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed. Oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. You're going to enjoy their fresh cut deli meats and cheeses. Remember to get yourself some gift cards. Anytime's a good time to get Capriati's gift cards because everybody loves Capriati's. Be sure to download the Loyalty app and get free food. They are open 7 days a week. Like them on Facebook. And then when you're there for lunch or dinner, do this. Mention Nacho Radio while you're ordering, and you'll get a medium sub, and they'll only make you pay for the price of a small one.
All right. Thanks so much for listening to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things here on Nacho Radio. Make sure
see you next time.
Like and subscribe and leave comments if that's something you're capable of doing. Thanks for listening. Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities. Represent. This is for the Quad Cities repping spot. Cabin board. Yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock out.
Come on. And it just don't stop. East Moline. Yeah, they keeping it hot.
Terrific.